Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. There are various reasons why you need to issue contracts of employment. All of them are to help you as the employer rather than the employee. You could get away with not giving people contracts, but the biggest disadvantage of not doing so is that if you don't issue your own contract, the default employment law will apply to the employees. And as we all know, employment law is generally weighted towards the employee's rights rather than the employer's rights. If you have your own contracts, you can at least change some of those things, which will be better for you and your business. Reason number three, payment in lieu of notice. You might also want the option of paying your employees in lieu of notice, so that you terminate the employment immediately and just pay them for the notice. You unfortunately always have to pay the notice, whether they work it or not. If they've been paid in lieu of notice, then they could go and try and find another job immediately. Most employees are usually happy to have this option, but you still need to have it in the contract, otherwise some troublesome employees may, yet again, insist on remaining officially an employee and coming in. Well, why would they do that? Well, we've already gone through in reason two why they might want to be in the office, but why would they want to stay as an employee even if they're not in the office? Well, if they're coming up to a year's service and you give them 1 month's notice and they work it, at 11 months, it could otherwise take them over their year of service. Then they have more rights which they wouldn't otherwise have had. For example, they would have protection from unfair dismissal, which kicks in at the 1 year point. So if you terminate their employment before this, before the 12 months are up, by paying them in lieu of notice, then you wouldn't go over the year. However, it's always going to be better to part company as soon as you realise that the employee is not going to work out. Obviously after trying to train and mentor them in the role. The nearer you are to the year's service, the trickier it is to avoid the official guidance on dismissal procedures. So that's yet another reason why it's a good idea to issue your own employment contracts to your employees so that you can protect your business. For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @preventativehr. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk and arrange your personal HR strategy session by giving me a call on 0845 459 6319.